I said, this is the most significant news we've had in the year or so. It was an essential step to take. The timing is just perfect. They all seem to, the stars seem to be aligning there. And I always use that expression, we're in the last 10 yards of the marathon. We've had 5 years to get here, right? Been a lot of patience by our shareholders, a lot of tenacity by, I think, the insiders here. We step up every time to provide funding for the company when we need it. I would say that at this particular stage, when people really understand the significance of this, there'll be much more appreciation. We have investors who say, we're going to wait until you get Lumiere. We're going to wait until then. But this one step surely demonstrates the insiders' belief and confidence that Lumiere is going to be forthcoming. And so we will be production ready.
John and Ken, Sonora Gold, how's it going, guys?
Pleasure to meet you again, Andy.
Very good. Hello, Andy. Great to see you.
It's great to see you, Ken. Hey, you guys got some great news. It's just breaking right here. Ken, why don't you tell us about it? Looks like you've secured all the surface rights down to the your gold project there. And well, you tell me about it.
Well, absolutely. We're excited about this news release here. And the reason, of course, is it's a major milestone on the way towards getting into production for Cerro Caliche. And over the past 7 years, we've had an exploration license with the ranch, the owner of the land, the rancher that controls our land. And that has expired as of June the 30th. And so obviously we could have extended it for another year or 7 years or whatever the case may be, but that only entitles us to exploration. This agreement now entitles us to mine on the property, to build the mine, operate the mine, and in fact, not only on our property, but in the surrounding area as well. Yeah, the initial area for Cerro Caliche was in the order of about 1,400 hectares. Now, this covers over 3,000 hectares to begin with. And then in 2028, in August, September of 2028, that extends to for a further 1,000 hectares, which gives us 5,000 hectares of surface rights at that point. So what that gives us now is the ability to take Cerro Caliche in its current form of the proposed 12,000 ton per day mine, and enable us then to secure additional properties surrounding us to develop the mine into an even bigger enterprise at some point in the future. But for the moment, it gives us the certainty of having the right to mine the property at this point in time. If we'd waited until after the MIA was approved, the MIA being the environmental impact statement, and if we'd waited until that was approved, the cost could have been significantly higher because obviously, the owner of the ranch is very astute. He's been dealing with mining companies for many, many years. He knows what the value of the land is and what's underneath the land as well. So I think we came up with a good compromise there for the cost for 25 years. So it gives us a tremendous amount of certainty as we go forward. And if by any chance of that the mine life extends beyond 25 years, well, of course, we'll negotiate at that point. But for the moment, we believe that 25 years of life of mine will yield a very significant return to our shareholders. So we're very pleased with the outcome here.
So some questions on this. I just want to make sure I'm getting this correct. You now have on Cerro Caliche, you now have the right to mine.
Mm-hmm. We have the right to mine. We are waiting for the MIA approval. And the MIA approval will enable us then to actually start mining. That's the differential here. We have, and I think it's important to educate the people that the rights to mine are combined as the exploration rights, which can provide you with a subsurface rights to explore, and then you need to secure the surface rights so to enable you to actually build the structures, build the road, build the mine infrastructure and mine itself. So Now we've got that under control, we can focus on working with the government, working with SEMARNAT on securing the MIA. And we've been doing that now for many, many months. So we're making good progress there.
So to, I guess, ask another question is, this is a great step into getting the MIA project final approval on that. And that's really, that's going to be, this is the next step to that.
It's not just a great step, it's an essential step. And without this surface rights agreement, we couldn't get the change of land use permit. Now we can apply for the change of land use permit to convert from ranching to mining. And typically, that's a very easy permit to acquire. But the most important one right now that we're working on feverishly is to get the MIA approval. And that's going to be my sole focus now for the next few weeks.
So I am slow clapping right here. Well done. This is a huge, huge news for.
Well, I hope we can deliver.
We're not at the deliver
good news for you so that you can start to fast clap in the near future.
Fast clap will be coming, but I'm like being very extremely optimistic, but also being careful, if you would, if that makes sense. But it's like we were at the 1-inch line. Now it seems like we're at the 1-millimeter line here with where we're at. And unlocking this great asset and providing great value to yourself and all the shareholders of Sonora Gold.
Yeah, well, I agree with your philosophy there of showing some restraint. And so but the champagne is in the cooler, but you can't pop it yet.
But we're right there. Excellent. John, let's talk about you. What else can you add about this and what can investors look forward to in the next, hopefully coming weeks?
As Ken said, this is the most significant news we've had in the year or so. It was an essential step to take. The timing is just perfect. They all seem to, the stars seem to be aligning there. And I always use that expression, we're in the last 10 yards of the marathon. We've had 5 years to get here, right? But a lot of patience by our shareholders, a lot of tenacity by, I think, the insiders here. We step up every time to provide funding for the company when we need it. I would say that at this particular stage, when people really understand the significance of this, there'll be much more appreciation. We have investors who say, we're going to wait until you get the MIA. We're going to wait until then. But this one step surely demonstrates the insiders' belief and confidence that this MIA is going to be forthcoming. And so we will be production ready. And in terms of the payments, so that's shown there, people should not be concerned about those payments because in the overall scheme of things, they're not that significant. Two of the larger payments will fall in place when we're in production or very close to production. And the other upfront payment that's been made, $1 million has been paid. The insiders have put up that money for that. And we're comfortable that within the current quarter that we will be able to fund the balance of that. And that'll be either by exercise of warrants or there's tax refunds from Mexico or the insiders. We're not concerned about it at all. So there should be a lot of comfort here that we're prepared. Obviously, we're getting more and more approaches now for project financing. And so we are being somewhat selective. We are doing the due diligence and they are with us, et cetera. But even the attitude of project lenders, people's attitude towards the company has changed. And I think, Andy, you know, we say thank you to you for what you've done here because what we've been able to do is to show people, you know, with your assistance here, obviously, that Sonora was not a promotion. It's actually a business. It's a well thought through business. You've got four insiders, mature, whatever word you want to use, who committed a lot of money to this project. They really believe in it. And so now we own about 28% of the company. And we have, of course, our European shareholders. And the growth in the U.S. shareholders has been really remarkable. So we're appreciative of that. So as we move forward, I think the only thing I would like to maybe add to here is that people should watch the spot carefully now. Because not just us, but other operations in Mexico are going to be embraced there. People will get over that fear, oh, there's no we're going to ban Mexico as a mining investment, et cetera. That's not correct. You know, it's a good place to be. It's the right place to be. I think the new president has shown that. There was a reference about no new concessions. Well, that doesn't affect us. We have our concession. So we're fine. So I would just say at this stage, Andy, watch the space. We're comfortable. We're confident. We have all that it takes to go forward. And we can see by the attraction that we have, or the attention we're getting, I suppose, from the larger companies and also potential lenders, means that we will move forward. And on that part of it, we will maximize the project debt. We therefore want to minimize the equity, which means we minimize the dilution. That's in everybody's interest. So we are looking at combination of gold loans, et cetera. So we're comfortable. We think we're well positioned. We are well, a good shareholder based. Not very much more to say, Andy, but just to watch this space.
Yeah, no, there is. And I'll sell that to all my viewers and listeners that have been on this journey with me and been on this journey with you. We're right there to all of the shareholders, such as myself. We're just right there. And this was instrumental. Just really read between the lines, because there's only some things that we can, John and Ken can share, but just read between the lines, take comfort in the optimism. And then also to all the people, that are waiting, if you would just look at, really just look at the Lassonde curve and then also right between the lines. That's when, you either want to be in the very beginning or at the very end of this Lassonde curve. And this is not investment advice, but, you are right at the end right now of the Lassonde curve. That's a great place to be. Also, full disclosure, I need to say this just for, all of our viewers and myself, Sonora Gold is a sponsor of naturalresourcestocks.net. And I am a very happy investor and shareholder in Sonora Gold. And I have been for, I want to say close to 9 months now. So I'm very happy with that. So thank you, gentlemen. John, where can people find you if they want more information? Where are you traded and what are your ticker symbols?
Okay, the symbols in the United States is SMOFF. In Canada, it's SGO. And Ken, I can never remember the number we have for the German exchange.
It's 23SP, Sierra Papa.
Okay, well, there we are. And you got it from both of us. But that's where people can find us. And of course, Andy, anytime investors or potential investors can reach out to Ken or me, and we'd be delighted to respond to them.
Fantastic. I'll put all of this in the show notes below on the YouTube channel, as well as Apple and Spotify. John, Ken, thank you so much. And great news, and looking for even the best news to be coming. It sounds like, and this is me talking, not you, but it sounds like very soon. So
thank you, Andy. Pleasure to see you.
Take care.
Thank you much, Andy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.